and give her a lot of things, and she'd keep them, and they'd go to school along with us.
Do you still keep up with some of the people that
you... Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks we brothers, but one kid she raised, well, he ain't coming to Houston unless he stay in my house. And it's just like home.
Does he still live out in the country now?
No, he works in Washington. He works on the daily paper in Washington. And when he comes home and sees mom and pop, he's going to spend some time with me regardless. Because she took him as a little kid. And he stayed, and he went to school. When he finished high school, he told me he wanted to go to college, and he stayed with us. Mm-hmm. Even after he was out of college. He went to finish in Texas.
He majored in journalism?
No, he majored in printing. And he went from here to Nashville. And then he said he just made up his mind. He was going to Washington. He went to Washington. He got on daily there. He's been working there 8-9 years.
Have you ever wanted to go into the newspaper business? Is that ever interesting?
Move. It's too hard. Too many deadlines.
Yeah. If you're at a party late at night, you looked at your watch and saw it was about 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting on home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's
close.
Okay. Do you ever say it's pretty near or well
nigh? Yeah, pretty near.
Huh?
Pretty near.
Okay. And it feels icy outside, you say, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and
fell.
Or I didn't fall, but I slipped and I like to
have fallen.
Huh?
Like to have fallen.
Okay. And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
And if you know you're headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask someone how
far.
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you could tell someone that just look. Would you say look at here or look it or look here?
Look at here, slang.
Okay. And if you wanted to know how regularly, say I went to town, you might ask me how.
Often.
And if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one do you want, you might say, well, it doesn't make any difference. I'll take
either one.
Okay.
Good on.
Okay.
I was looking for your tape. What you said?
That's the present that you bought me for my birthday. That
you gave me.
Okay. And you have bought me many things before.
You have given me many things.
Okay. And you say it, when it's your birthday, I'll what do something.
Give you a present.
Would you ever say, I give it to him yesterday? He says, I gave.
I gave. I say, I gave.
Have you heard people say give for the past?
Yeah.
How does that sound to you?
Well, a lot of it sounds all right, but it's not correct.
It's not something you
try to practice correctness to a certain extent.
And he said, I'm so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And did what?
Burst.
You say, I was going to wrap them, but they had already
froze.
And the pipes had already
burst.
You say, if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze.
And